elsewhere, the non-aligned movement has condemned Israel's aggression against religious sites in Jerusalem al-Quds. Iran's envoy to the UN who represents the NAM says the 120 member states have called on the UN Security Council to take immediate action against Tel Aviv. Mohammad Khazai says Israel's actions are threatening peace and security in the Middle East. He says the Israeli aggression against the Al-Aqsa Mosque is, as well as settlers' desecration, rather, of the religious sanctuaries, are the result of the provocative behavior of Israeli extremists and officials. Joining us on the line from occupied Ramallah is our correspondent, Nell Burden. Nell, how significant is it that NAM countries are calling for the UNSC to take immediate action against Israeli violations regarding religious sanctities, most notably the Al-Aqsa Mosque?
Yes, now this is a hugely significant thing for Al-Aqsa and, you know, for Palestinians and Muslims praying in the mosque, because actually they were beginning to feel as though they'd been all but forgotten. And, you know, they made complaints to the Arab states, which is Jordan, who is there to protect, you know, the Al-Aqsa mosque. So now having 120 states to non-aligned movements being in support of Al-Aqsa Mosque and, you know, against the Israeli aggressions against Jerusalem al-Quds, including the Judaized settlers of Jerusalem al-Quds.
Now, it's very important that when you say extremists and officials, the most important line here is only a year ago you would have had extremists who were breaking into the Al-Aqsa compound, and these would be from far right-wing parties. But now it's becoming normalized in Jerusalem al-Quds, and you're actually seeing the Knesset, the Israeli Knesset, in full support of Jewish people going into Al-Aqsa Mosque and praying. And not only that, they're now leading full tourist groups. So, you know, they're normalizing it internationally to violate the Al-Aqsa compound and violate, you know, Muslim people worshipping there. They're also imposing a huge amount of restrictions on Muslims entering the mosque, and that includes closing the mosque down for days in order to allow Jewish people to pray there. And we've just had news in that they're considering, passing through the Israeli Knesset, a decision to build a new synagogue inside the Al-Aqsa compound. So, you know, this is part of Tel Aviv's process of Judaizing the whole of Jerusalem al-Quds, but not only that, attempting to normalize this for the international community. So to have 120 states of the non-aligned movement in support, you know, and against the Israeli aggression, but in support of Muslims and, you know, Islam, and, you know, maintaining Al-Aqsa Mosque as it is really fantastic news.